Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Superior Livestock, proud to present Bell Ringer 32, live from Denver, 9th and 10th of January, first big sale of 2019. It'll be seen on Dish Network, channel 998, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starts at 8 a.m. Central Time, 88,400 head to be offered, including almost 30,000 yearling steers, 17,000 yearling heifers, 37,000 weaned calves. For information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, OKCattlemen.org. Well, the cash cattle trade will step into 2019 in low gear with bids and asking prices really poorly defined today. Barring major weather events, we suspect the timing of feedlot cash will remain in the late Thursday-Friday groove, just as we've seen for much of the fourth quarter. Live and feeder futures should open moderately higher today, supported by recent country strength and signs of beef demand strength. Hog buyers should begin work today, gathering market inventory with bids steady to $1 lower. Although chain speed is off to another slow start thanks to the holiday, solid processing margins pretty much ensures a large kill on Saturday. Lean contracts are geared to open mixed as specs and commercials slowly position around early year cash potential. On the live cattle trade on Friday, it closed mixed, up 72 cents to 30 cents lower in light volume. Spot December expired at 124.80, finally supported by decent feedlot cash that surfaced late on Friday. Well, the grain markets have an old-fashioned 8:30 open here this morning as traders took the New Year's holiday off. The following are headlines from around the country, with Chicago Board of Trade wheat ending 2018 up about 18%, its biggest annual rise since 2012. Corn also rose in 2018, climbing nearly 7% as tightening wheat supply fueled additional demand from livestock feeder makers and soybeans. However, recorded a 7% yearly decline after a plunge in exports to China, coupled with the big harvests in the United States and Brazil. Russian wheat exports rose sharply to 1.2 million tons in the last week of December, but trade is expected to be thin during the December 30 to January 8 New Year's holiday, the SovEcon Agricultural Consultancy says. And the weekly export inspections for the week ending December 27th reported wheat exports of 376,281 tons. We'll check your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
February live cattle was down 30 cents Monday, 123.87. April down 15 at 126.25. January feeder cattle down 22 cents, 148.85. And March down 12 cents at 146.75. February hogs up 32 cents, 60.97. April up 57 cents at 67.07. Kansas City wheat, the March was down 7 1/4, 488 3/4. May down 7 1/4 at $5 3/4. Chicago wheat, March down 8 1/4, 503 1/4. And May down 8 1/4 at 510 1/2. March corn was down a half penny, 375. May was down a quarter penny at 383. January soybeans down a quarter penny at 882 1/2. March down a half penny at 895. And March cotton down a penny, 72.19. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.